Fantasy Rap
with Austin and Ozzy.
Hey everyone, this is Fantasy Rap, and I'm your host, Ozzy.
And I'm your co-host, Austin.
You can find us on fantasyrap.com. That is fantasywrap.com. Hey everybody, welcome to the follow-up to week 14. How'd you do?
Don't want to talk about it.
Doesn't want to talk about it. No. He beat the living bejesus out of me.
Yeah.
I don't want to say only because, but mainly because it's a it's a super flex. Yep. So we have the opportunity to play two quarterbacks, and I had none. Yep. So I played Danny DeVito, who didn't see the field.
And Which is surprising how horrible. Was he still injured, or was he?
No.
He was a go.
Yeah.
I mean, with how bad the Giants were this week, that's actually kind of surprising.
Yeah. I would have switched it up, but what do I know? And then I had to play a long shot wide receiver in that super flex spot. So it just didn't work well. But other than that, so I lost that one. I lost the one that I've been struggling in all year, but I made the playoffs at 5-9.
Lucky.
I will be in the playoffs. Well, 6 of 8 teams go, which is kind of, in my mind, a little crazy because, you know, you're giving two of the bottom four teams a chance at winning the championship. They don't belong there.
I would be, if I was in first place to get that first round bye, and if I'm a one and done in that second round and it's to the team that's barely squeaked in, I would be pissed.
To the team that's 5-9. I mean, woo, baby. So, I mean, I'm actually picked to win this week. So, I told you, I have a decent team. It's just whether or not.
Injuries.
Let's see. I played Bucky Irving, and Bucky Irving got hurt. And I mean, it doesn't matter. If they're on that team, they're either playing poorly or they get injured.
Yep.
I picked up Isaac Garendo, and he got injured.
Yeah, had a great game, though.
Yeah. So. And then in the one that really didn't matter, because even though I am, 11-3, I will not be getting, I didn't win our division because we were 11-3. We were both 11-3. We split the two games during the season. We had the same record in the division, within the division. We were both 5-1. And we were both 8-2 in the conference. Mm. So it went to points scored.
Yeah. Well, I guess you guys had split, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we all of those tiebreakers we went through, and he had more points, so he gets the extra $25. Mm-hmm. I get the harder draw. He gets the easy draw because he and I were 11-3, next closest. The one that won the other division was 10-4, and then a 8-6 team.
Okay.
I think an 8-6 team. So, I mean, that's our conference, and that's going to be tough. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm already picked to lose by 20 points, so I'm probably done there.
Yeah.
But you know, it was a good run.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess I'll talk about it. Like you said, beat you again. No quarterback. Pretty bad turnout from your running backs. You know. So.
Yep. Well, and CMC is injured.
Yep, that too. So, and then in the other dynasty, you know, that's that was week one of the 2 week, cumulative.
Right.
I put up quite a bit of points in that one too. So, you know, our projection for the 2 weeks is still pretty close.
Oh, good.
But, you know, I'm off to a good start in that one.
Yeah.
And then in Yahoo, had to, win and in. Well, I was in sixth, so it was win and stay in sixth, or move up to like fifth or something. But, team just fell flat on their face. It was a pretty pretty rough locker room talk after the game last night.
Bucky
that
and
I
Will.
Had with the with the team. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, with Bucky Irving getting, you know, between Bucky Irving and Will Dissly getting 5 points, only getting 8 out of AJ Brown. Yeah. You know, which I just cannot. It's so frustrating watching the Eagles because, I mean, it's working because they've won like 9 games in a row or something like that. But Jalen Hurts in that game multiple times looked at AJ Brown, who was wide open,
and threw somewhere
else. The touchdown that Hurts threw to Devonta Smith, he made that so much harder than he needed to because AJ Brown ran a slant. The defender was stuck, and AJ Brown's there, and you can watch Jalen Hurts look at AJ Brown. Not even pump fake, but you can kind of see him like he's going to start his throwing progression and then just tucks it, runs around a little bit, and then throws it to Devonta Smith.
There's I heard they're not friends anymore. So
yeah, I saw that too. But I mean, again, it's, you know, if you're AJ Brown, what do? You know, do you, you know, they're winning games.
I mean, George Pickens it.
Well,
you whine and cry.
Well, when he was
you act like a Sally.
When he was with Tennessee, they were bad. So of course, yeah, you're going to be like, we're not winning anything. Just give me the ball. Let me get my stats so I can go and get another contract. Right. But now they're winning, you know. Well, but I was talking with my buddy Isaac Sunday night, and I said, what's going to happen if Philly doesn't get a first round bye? I think Philly's going to be one and done in the playoffs.
Yeah,
because the team is going to just absolutely sell out to stop Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
And Jalen Hurts can't throw the ball. He just refuses. And I don't think he's that good of a passer. I mean, the last 3 games, he's been sub 200 passing, like this game. I mean, really, they almost lost to Carolina.
Right.
Jalen Hurts threw for 108 yards.
Yep.
That's it. But, oh, you know, he's got 15 rushing touchdowns or whatever, you know, because, yeah, you know, of a language, yeah, but a bullshit trick play, you know, so well, yeah, whatever. But
it happens. I'm going to sit AJ Brown this week,
yeah,
in my Yahoo
Pittsburgh
league.
So,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not a good matchup and I've got better options and watch him go off for, you know, have a monster game.
Yeah.
But who knows?
I don't think it's going to happen.
So moving on to our injuries. We start out with poor Jonathan Brooks.
He was looking so good. I mean, in, you know, last week looked like, you know, the limited that he had looked really good, you know, and then, yeah,
yeah,
it was the same ACL and that knee that he tore in college. So, you know, I mean, he's still super young, so should be able to come back, but it's, you know, I think it's, you know, you were like, well, he's probably going to miss some of next year. I wouldn't be surprised if they just say, signed Chuba to an extension,
yeah,
and let's just take it and let's plan for 26.
Yeah. I look at it and, I mean, I so badly wanted to draft him in Dynasty.
Ooh, yeah, that Dynasty, that hurts too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was a first-round pick, and he didn't make it to me, and I ended up taking, you know, that receiver from Jacksonville, Brian Thomas yeah. Jr., who's, you know, having one of the best seasons of a non-QB rookie. So yeah, I mean, he's done for the year. He's done for a good portion, if not all of next.
Yeah, they actually year. So Chuba is the last man standing on that roster right now. I mean, they literally have no other running backs right now. So they'll probably try and sign somebody off the street, you know,
or off a practice squad.
Or that, yeah, that too. You know, so I just, you know, Chuba and Carolina, like we've said the last like 3 weeks now, have been playing actually pretty good football. You know, Bryce Young actually looks halfway decent.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean,
what a turnaround. Thielen
had a pretty good game. Tommy Tremble scored, you know, tight end for Carolina. I think this is like the second week he scored in.
Yep.
So, you know, but yeah, Chuba's last man standing. So he's going to be a, you know, like he was
of course,
before Brooks, the true workhorse, getting 100% of everything. So
I think I had dropped him too in one of my Yahoo league. next up, we've got Aiden O'Connell. He had a leg injury, unknown. How long he might be out. I mean, yeah, they're just...
I'd heard some whispers, maybe not whispers, but I'd heard a couple of things saying probably season ending. Yeah, so
that's what I kind of heard too. But
which the Raiders, with that loss, clinched the number one pick so far.
Nice.
So right now they're sitting in first for that first overall.
Yeah.
So it'd be kind of...
And I guess they haven't... I guess they were not... They've not mandated that they're taking a quarterback. So... They may well, I mean, there are guys out there. There are the Daniel Joneses. There are the Minnesota
Darnolds.
Yeah. There are quarterbacks out there.
Yeah.
Malik Willis.
But just with that roster, and you got Brock Bowers. So if you can pair him with, you know, but again, there are a couple quarterbacks coming out this year. You know, obviously you got Sanders from Colorado, and you got Quinn Ewers from Texas, which he's actually looked bad the last couple times.
Yeah, you've got that other kid, I can't think of his name.
Yeah, but I mean, there's some should be decent quarterbacks. It's just, you know, having that one overall, you got to make sure you hit if you take that quarterback, which is the odds have not been that great.
Well, and I don't know that. I don't know that. I mean, personally, I don't know that I would take a quarterback number one.
Yeah.
With who's the other guy from Colorado? Travis Hunter out there.
Yeah.
I mean, Travis Hunter is potentially a true two-way player in football.
Yeah.
He is, you know, it's funny. They don't list him as a wide receiver or a cornerback. They list him as an athlete. He's an ATH. He's an athlete.
So he's Taysom Hill 2.0.
I think he's a lot better than Taysom Hill.
Yeah. Sorry, 5.0.
times five. Taysom is the kind of guy you can put him anywhere on offense.
Yes.
Now, Travis Hunter, you can put him offense or defense, and he'll be able to play. I'm guessing you could probably use Hill at linebacker.
Yeah, he's a big dude, quick.
Yeah,
smart.
He's a beast.
Yeah.
So
well, and we know those Raiders love those super fast wide receivers. You know, or athletes.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, maybe they're going to actually sign Hill to be their quarterback. Next up, we've got Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert, day-to-day with a leg injury, but, you know, he came back.
Yeah, he played through it.
He said
when he came down, it was like, oh, boy, because he was really grabbing right above the knee.
Yeah.
And I was like, uh-oh. And then it was, a couple of plays later, he's back in there. So
yep.
He's a tough guy.
Yeah. Next up, we've got Will Dissly. Unknown how long he might be out, but it probably is going to be at least a couple weeks shoulder injury.
Yeah, that's what I saw before I dropped him. So
he was your big play of the week.
He was, and the process was right because Kansas City's not, you know,
they're one of the worst
against tight ends. Yeah. So, but, you know, another one of those where he had a catch early in the game, and then it was literally the last play before half is when he got injured. Caught one right over the middle for it was like 16, 17 yards or something, got popped in the shoulder by the defender, and then was out. So
yep. Next up, DeMarcus Robinson, another shoulder injury. Unknown how long he'll be out.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he makes a play here and there, but if that's the Puka show, holy cow, man. That was crazy with Puka. I'm glad I traded for him in Dynasty.
So. Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah. Next up, Derek Carr, hand and head. Sounds like foot and mouth disease.
fractured his hand. It's his non-throwing left hand. So at that point, it's a pain tolerance, but you also have to be able to catch those snaps.
Right. They're thinking he'll be out at least a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Because I've actually heard that there's a good likelihood he won't play against the Packers in 2 weeks.
Yeah. So if you're still streaming defenses at this point, target
whoever's
the Saints,
playing against the Saints.
Horrible earlier when Derek Carr was out.
Yeah. Next up, we've got Isaac Garendo. Of course, I had picked him up. I didn't play him, but he gets injured. He has a foot injury. Unknown how long he'll be out, but he is saying he'll be back this week. Coach is saying he's not so sure.
Yeah, Garendo was like, oh, it's precautionary and I feel great.
But Shanahan.
Yes,
one of the most honest and and sincere people when it comes to injuries, etc. Because he definitely is a fantasy football guy. I mean, he just
look what he's doing with Deebo Samuel.
Yeah,
can't be mad about Deebo Samuel right now, can?
So I mean, in that sense, you might as well go get.
Patrick Taylor.
Who is the other guy? There's another Ipagananda Wanda.
Oh, they signed Abandikanda.
That's what I just said. Yeah. Ibi Wakanda Wanda.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Abby Cowan. Who?
I think his first name is Israel, but his last name's Abandikanda. He was a rookie last year. Okay. I think the Jets had drafted him. It was either last year or the year before. He's like a second or third year player.
Okay.
But, you know, he does actually fit that San Francisco, like Arendo, big, but lightning fast.
Yeah.
And, you know, San Fran's one of those where doesn't matter who's behind, that line. Shanahan can scheme so well.
Yeah. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Yeah. Doesn't matter who the running back is.
Yeah.
Although it's nice when you've got CMC there, mm-hmm. but you know, he's done for the season. So, although I heard he could come back and play in the Super Bowl.
They ain't making it.
Oh, they may not make the playoffs. You're right. Next up, we've got Bucky Irving. Of course, I started him. He played fairly well. But
for the first drive?
Yeah.
Drive and a half.
Back injury, unknown how long. Rashad White was getting a lot of work.
Rashad White had a really good week.
Yeah.
Because of the Bucky Irving, you know, getting knocked out. It's, you know, on Yahoo with the updates and the player updates and stuff, they said that apparently it was precautionary for Bucky that he had some back tightness.
So, oh, okay.
Sounds like it's not like a major thing, but if it lingers, you know, hinders performance. But again, like I said, they got Rashad White, where, you know, he can be, you know, that in spots be an actual good running back and not just a pass catcher.
Right.
So, you know, they should be all right. But, you know, you just like watching Bucky because he's just one of those guys that is just so quick and twitchy.
Right.
It's fun to watch him. So.
Right. And then I know I didn't put him on here and he's not an offensive player, but one of my favorite new guys is DeMarvion Overshone. DeMarvion Overshone. He's a linebacker, a second year linebacker for Dallas. And
I think I did see he
was out all of last year, I believe, maybe with a knee, and he tore his ACL, PCL, and MCL yesterday in the game, and he's out for the season.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, just it's funny because there's a show on one of the stations out there that talks about football players and stuff. They do the names.
Oh, Key and Peele.
Who?
Or Key and Peele. It's a skit show, and they do the East-West Bowl, and it's all like the crazy names.
Yeah, maybe. And they were doing, which one of these is a real football player? And one of them was DeMarvion Overshone.
Oh,
and I'm just sitting there going, DeMarvion Overshone? No, that's not a real name. So, but it is. And unfortunately, I mean, he was looking really good. He was like a second or a third round pick last year, was injured, I believe, pretty much the whole year and was playing really well. But, you know, it's Dallas's season is pretty much goodbye. They have like no chance. So moving on to our studs. Surprise on the first one, Josh Allen plus 31.89 points. It was the Josh Allen show, 22 of 37 passing, 342 yards, 3 touchdowns. 10 rushes, 82 yards, and 3 more touchdowns.
They won that game, right?
No, they lost that game. They put up numbers that, you know, are unheard of, but gave up 2 more points. So, hurt me because I've got the Cook. Running back, James Cook.
Yeah.
I'm sure it hurt other people too, you know. I struggle with this because, you know, he thinks that he can put on a Superman cape and just win a game. And he didn't. I agree. I mean, I don't know that James Cook would have brought a whole lot more to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got behind. And once they got behind, he thinks that he needs to do everything. Yeah. So all of the runs are his. All of the passes are, I mean, it's just, yeah, it is what it is. I mean, I'm happy for him, but he put up like, 50-some points? It's like
51.89, which is the highest since, if they had done it back then, was like 1950 or something, would have been that was the highest since like 1950 for fantasy points. So I saw somebody posted, it goes, Josh Allen is the first ever player to secure the MVP while losing the game.
Yeah. It's funny because someone posted a picture of their team and they scored like 300 and some points this week because they had him. They had Chase. They had Chuba Hubbard. They had Charbonnet. Yep. They had Addison. They had Nacua. And I just sat there and I was like, first of all, you know, obviously it was a two teamer.
Yep.
He and his buddy.
Yeah.
But
he scored 300. His buddy scored 285.
Yeah. I'm a little bit off on some of the players, but it was one of these stupid scores. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they had a lot of players. They went with a quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, a tight end, a kicker, a defense, and at least one flex.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was. That's a mighty deep roster when you're playing that many people.
Yep.
Next up, we have the aforementioned Charbonnet, plus 22.3, 7 of 7 catching passes, 59 yards, 22 rushes, 134 yards, and 2 tutties.
So I think I'm going to just stop playing fantasy. I will only talk about it because I can't win anything. This week, Brittany, before the game, she goes, should I play Braylon Allen or Charbonnet? And I'm like, at first I was like, well, Braylon Allen. And then I went, oh, wait, Ken Walker's out. So I said, I would probably play Charbonnet. And she did. And
she won.
Yeah.
Okay.
Monster game. And then, she also had McConkey, and then he was out. So I told her to pick up Palmer, and he actually had an okay game for a last second flex.
Right.
You know, so
a Monday night flex.
Yeah.
Luckily, I didn't leave him in my lineup anywhere. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, with the Charbonnet stat line, you know, I mean, coming out of college, this, you know.
Yeah.
You were hoping for this.
Yeah,
you
know, but he was drafted with Ken Walker.
Yeah. I remember that was one of those head scratchers where you were like.
Because Walker was there the year before, right? And then they drafted Charbonnet.
It was either that or it was the same draft.
I think it was 1 year after.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they picked up, drafted Charbonnet, and I'm like, but they already have Ken Walker.
Yeah.
But Kenneth Walker spends a lot of time on
bench or a sideline
injury.
Yes.
So, you know, it's not a bad idea to have the two of them. Okay. So next up, we've got Jordan Addison, plus 21.89, 8 catches, 12 targets, 133 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And the funny thing is, you know who was sixth?
JJ.
Yeah.
Because
he had a big game. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you know,
JJ started out slow. I mean, was looking because the guy who I played in the Yahoo League, who, you know, I lost, but he also, I started the, we were actually pretty, our projections were pretty even because he had left Addison on his bench.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I was like, and I put in the chat, I was like, hey, thanks, James, for not playing Jordan Addison. He was like, you know, I think he was like, oh, I hate my life or something like that. But then he ended up, you know, beating me pretty good because
did he has Jamar
Chase.
Oh, he has Chase.
Gotcha. That
could have been deadly.
Yeah. So 40 points from Addison in that league, and then the 47 or whatever that Chase got last night that would have been. I mean, he put up 161 as it was, and it would have been
tickling almost 200.
Yeah. So. Yep.
Yep. Next up, we have the guy who was throwing the ball, mm-hmm. Sam Darnold, plus 20.39. 22 of 28, 347 yards and 5 touchdowns, 4 rushes, 7 yards.
Yeah.
Five touchdowns. I was watching that game and I'm sitting there going, you know, they had the ball that one last time and they handed it off to Aaron Jones. I was thinking that they were going to try for a sixth touchdown pass, which, you know, it wouldn't have surprised me, but I think they're trying to rebuild the confidence in Aaron Jones after the couple of fumbles last week.
Yeah, he can't hold on to the ball.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, I mean, Darnold, I mean, looked really, really good in that game. I mean, there were some throws where, he underthrew Addison on one, but Addison was like, oh, you know, like, you know, it was a lot of that chemistry, you know, that you could see. And like I said, Jefferson, you know, his game started out slow because I looked it on for Addison, you know, and Yahoo, they got like a chat, you know, like a kind of like a forum on it, you know, and people are like, you know, there's people on there being like, you know, F this guy.
I should drop
this
guy's
I've got, you know, Justin Jefferson, F this guy. He's a bomb. Why isn't he throwing to Jefferson? You know, and then you go and look at the Jefferson chat and people are just, oh, deal, I'm going to lose now. And then JJ exploded, you know, towards the end of the first half and then the rest of the game. So.
I believe it was it last week he played? He didn't have much of anything?
Darnold or JJ?
No, JJ.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I mean, it's scary how many weapons they've got.
Yep.
It's going to be interesting to see because I read somewhere that someone's recommending that they tag Darnold for next year.
I don't think, obviously, if they tag him, there's really, unless Darnold were to just sit, like, hold out. But I don't, I mean, if he, you know, does he start getting fined if he's on the tag and doesn't show up?
I don't know how that works, but why would you do it?
He wouldn't. I don't think he wouldn't sign it.
No, why wouldn't you? I mean, it's still going to be like $35 million or something.
I think for a 1 year tag. If they make a deep push and he keeps playing like this, I think he would get paid more if he went elsewhere.
He would.
Vegas. If Vegas brought him in, you know, or
and I don't disagree that he would get more, but it's like, why would you, you know, not take the money? Because all you're doing is you're wasting a year of then not making the money that you should have been making.
Yeah.
I mean, why?
I mean,
someone's going to pay you $35 million or whatever that number is. I don't know what the number is. Say it's 35, say it's 40. Actually, I think it has to do with the top salaries and what percentage and everything. So it might be closer to $50 million for 1 year.
Yeah.
Play it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that sucks because you're in a situation next year where JJ McCarthy will be healthy. They've got Daniel Jones. Well, unless he jumps ship again and, you know, goes inside.
There is already talk that someone could poach him off of the practice squad.
Yeah, they could.
Because if he's not signed to the roster.
The Raiders, obviously.
No, not the Raiders. I've heard stories that he would be the perfect backup to Tua. Give them a decent backup for when he gets his next concussion.
I don't know. Tua's been playing really good, too, though.
He has, but what do they have behind him? Skylar Thompson?
Yeah, and I don't even remember who else is behind
him. Yeah, I mean, your choices are not good. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least next year, if they wanted to tag Darnold and play him and keep JJ back there, JJ is the heir apparent. Mm-hmm. He, you know, get in some reps and everything, work your way back, work on some techniques and stuff, get him, you know, get him learning and that. I don't know.
I agree. I mean, it makes sense from the Viking side to do that. But again, from Darnold, it's like, well, you know, the tag, but I don't know. I think that's what's going to play.
Who was the guy for the Jets that held out for the first half of the season, the defensive end?
Oh, Hassan Reddick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did that work for him, losing half of his salary? I don't get why you think that, okay, so you're making $15 million, you're making $20 million, whatever the number is, you're making that. In the case of Darnold, maybe it's $45 or $50 million. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, I'm not going to play for these guys. I'm going to hold out. So you make nothing that year until week 8 or whatever, or 10, when you have to come back and sign it, or they can re-tag you for the same amount.
Yep.
And you've already lost, if it's $50 million, you've already lost half of that. Why are you willing to throw away $25 million? Well, and who's going to want to sign you after that bad attitude?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they said, hey, we're going to franchise tag you, you know, either – I think at that point he would probably have a pretty good idea what other teams would be out there and the number that he could get. So I think it would just come down to that number. You know, I mean, it's a great spot for him, obviously, because
I mean, he's playing for $10 million this year.
Yeah, but Minnesota's a great spot for him because I mean, he's had a couple down.
But he's not. But he's not really well. Going to be there more than one more year.
Yeah,
they're not going to sign him to a long term contract and then not play JJ.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, at this point in his career, it's do you go for the, you know, do you. You know, you have a team that's willing to sign you for the, you know, 3 or 4 years,
well, yes.
You know, with the guaranteed,
but,
you know, money.
But yeah. You take the $50 million, you play the year,
yeah.
Hopefully you still do well,
yeah.
And you don't get injured.
That's what I said. That's
and you take out $1 billion life insurance policy on yourself or injury protection.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the answer is,
yeah.
But I would play for the $50 million or $45 million or whatever. I mean, that's me. That's me being greedy.
But, well, like I said, that's the flip. You know, you go out and you get a you know, $100 million guaranteed for 3 or 4 years. I mean, you know, obviously the yearly breakdown is less than what you would play for that 1 year. But, you know, again, it's.
But you're going from $10
million. Yeah.
Or 12 or whatever he's making this year. To all of a sudden making $45 or $50 million, it's a no-brainer in my mind.
Yeah.
You just made a ton more than you did this year. I don't know.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Puka Nacua, plus 19.29, 12 catches, 14 targets, 162 yards, and a touchdown. Oh, but he rushed it 5 times for 16 yards and another touchdown. Makes you Kyren Williams owners happy, huh?
Kyren could have had 4 touchdowns in that game. He got poached by Puka.
Poached by Puka.
And then they were down on the, like, 5, and they had Blake Corum in, and they decided to hand it to him, like, 3 consecutive times for negative 2 yards. You know, so... Again, whatever at this point, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But
you know, in the playoffs, who cares?
Kyren could have had a monster game. But yeah, I mean, Puka's just, he's just so good. There was that catch that he had where he was in front of the defender, but then Stafford threw it a touch long and high, and Puka kind of did a swim move. Went back, caught it, and landed inbounds, and then slid out of bounds. I mean, it was the body control and the hands.
Yeah, it was
and everything
the Puka show.
Yeah, he's been so good now that he's back to being fully healthy.
Yeah,
and it's boosting that entire Rams team. I mean, like,
yeah.
I mean, their defense is nowhere to be found because, like we said, Josh Allen putting up the monster game he did. But if their offense can do that week to week, you don't really need a defense.
True. Next up, we go to our duds, starting off with Jaden Reed, and we had already talked about him last Friday.
Yeah.
0 catches on 1 target for minus 10.51.
Again, you know, going into that game, how do you not have even two plays that are manufactured to get the ball in his hands? That was just a failure on LaFleur and the OC, you know.
He pretty much is the OC.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry, maybe one of his advisors.
Yeah. Next up, we've got T. Higgins minus... Look,
3 of my players.
Minus 10.12, 2 catches, 5 targets, 23 yards. It's kind of hard to do anything when it's Jamar Chase going off.
Yeah, well, that's, again, you know, as a Higgins manager who needed...
Yeah.
I needed the inverse. I needed this to be Jamar here and the other one to be T. You know, for Dallas, I mean, you know, Higgins or Chase ended up with, like, what was it, 18 targets or something like that?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was like 18 targets.
Yeah, probably, like, because, you know, in the first, I was looking at it.
In the first like half, 3, 4, 11.
Yeah, I was looking at it 3/4 of the way through, and he was at like 14 or something. Yeah. I'm like,
you know, so it's, how do you not? You got to adjust to stop that. I mean, granted, you know, and Dallas really lost that game for themselves with that. They had the blocked punt, and then that bonehead came and tried to catch it, and it hit him. Yeah. And then, you know, since he recovered, and then Burrow and Chase hooked up for that like 40-yard touchdown or whatever it was, you know, to win the game. But yeah, T. Higgins.
And,
I mean,
and I kept on hearing, oh, they've got Diggs and Deron Bland. This is the first time they've been playing since week blah of blah. And you know, boy, this should really make a difference. Yeah, it made a big difference. Yeah, well, Jamar Chase ran Burrow's all over. Been
playing out of his mind too. You know, I. But, you know, with T. Higgins, I mean, it's your last season there. You know, there's been a lot of reports in the last, like, 2 days that apparently New England is going to throw, they're going to back up the truck, the Brinks truck for him.
Which is interesting because, you know, I mean, he's a good receiver. I don't know that he's that good.
I think they're trying to pair him with, you know, obviously they're pairing him with Drake May, who's had, you know, shown flashes. They don't have a true alpha there, which if T. Higgins can stay healthy.
Kayshon Boutte?
You know, if Higgins can stay healthy, has shown that, you know, he can do
Kendrick
that.
Kendrick Bourne?
No.
No.
Jalen Polk?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no. Okay. So, you know.
I mean, those are all, no.
Yeah, to have that game be as close as it was, to only have five targets for the 23 yards, I mean, he had, there's the one I watched, he had the ball, the DB came in and, you know, knocked it out, you know, that one, you know, he held it out too long. He should have, you know, immediately went to secure it. But I mean, if I, you know, was T, I'd be, again, that's
He'd
another
be drunk.
One of those. You know,
I mean, drank.
Yeah.
Drunk? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those situations where it's like, you know, now it's my last season, you know, do I really want to sit here and cry for the ball? And, you know, when you know, basically, no matter, like, he's going to be probably, you know, he's going to be the top, you know, target in the receiver market coming up this season. So, you know, it's, you know, do I want to cry and throw a fit and do all this? Or do I just, am I just here and if they need me, I'll be available? But,
yeah.
You know.
I think he's been a good sport about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's depressing when you're a decent receiver and you don't get what you'd hope thrown your way. Next up, we've got Bucky Irving, minus 9.6, one catch on one target, 15 yards, four rushes, 3 yards, and then injured.
Yep.
So not much to say there other than I shouldn't have picked him up. I shouldn't have played him. He was great when he sat on my bench, so I should have just left him. Next up, A.J. Brown, minus 8.92, four catches, four targets, 43 yards. Compliments of Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
His best friend.
Talked about it. I mean, that's, again, you know, it's, what do you do? You're winning games. You know, if you're A.J. Brown, do you,
Winning ugly.
Yeah. I mean, yes, they are winning ugly, but it's, you know, hey, our, you know, Saquon Barkley and our defense, you know, that's been the recipe and we're winning. And, you know, if I get a ring, great, you know, but, you know, you don't, you know, I don't know. I guess I would probably be a pretty big diva receiver if I was in the NFL. I'd be like, dude,
very big diva.
Yeah.
I mean, you're twice the size of most of those wide receivers.
These days, most guys are pretty small. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, AJ's got to – you got to at least have a – I'm sure he does, but you got to at least, you know, sit Hurts down or corner him in the locker room to be like, dude, you know, what – I was open on – there are three specific plays in my mind that I remember watching. I mean, there was one that should have been
the godfather of my daughter.
Yeah, there was one that should have been a gigantic touchdown to A.J. Brown, and Hurts just decided, nope. I mean, he had the defender beat. The safety over the top was nowhere close. Could have been an easy pitch and catch. And, again, Hurts looked at him and then just looked, you know, tucked it again and just dumped it off. It was just really frustrating and, yeah, so –
yep. Moving on, we have James Cook, minus 8.6, two catches, two targets, 9 yards, six rushes, 20 yards, eight touches.
Yeah. Well, they got down, I mean, they got down big pretty early. You know,
Yeah, 17-10.
Yeah, Rams were.
I mean, that's not big to me.
Yeah, but
you know it.
With how fast the Rams were moving and scoring,
yeah, every single time. But
you know, you're like, oh, we got, you know, it's catch up mode. But again, Cook is a really good receiving back too. So yeah, you know, to only have the two targets is a little
right.
You
right.
know, you figure a lot of those targets probably turned into those 10 rushes for 82 yards and the yeah. three touchdowns yeah. for Josh Allen. So yeah.
It is what it is. Hopefully he can turn that back around. Next, we've got our waiver wire. Jalen McMillan.
I would add him and just throw him on my bench if, you know, if I had the, you know, the space for it. You know, it's a, he's an interesting add. You know, I mean, he had the two touchdowns, but I think he did that pretty early in that game.
Yeah.
And then kind of disappeared after. So, but I mean, again, he's a rookie. You know, working on the chemistry with Baker, and then obviously, you know, Mike Evans is still there, and you know, I think Bucky being out of that game did mess with their offensive flow a little bit.
Right.
Obviously, Rashad stepped up and had a nice game, but it's just a different offense when Bucky's not out there.
Right.
So.
Right. Next, I have Khalil Shakir.
Yeah, if he's not on a roster,
yeah,
you know, depending on the league, you know, like right. I said, your 18 league, I'm sure he's probably sitting out there. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, he's been actually so
Jerry,
pretty good.
So is Jerry Jeudy. So,
which, I that mean, one's crazy. But
I mean, there are all kinds of guys that, yeah, in yeah. an 8-teamer. Yeah, I was looking at, you know, on Facebook, one of the football, fantasy football groups,
yep.
and someone put his team out there, and someone goes, oh, wow, it was a work league, oh, or something. Shit. Oh, wow, is that a 6-teamer? Yeah. I struggle to admit that I'm in an 8-teamer because it's so ridiculous. And in my mind, it's a little on the lame side. Mm-hmm. Six is just, I mean,
yeah,
it shouldn't even allow you to do a 6-team league. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, I could still get him. How about Isaiah Davis?
I mean, you know, if Breece Hall is going to miss more time.
That's the big question.
Yeah.
Because Isaiah Davis actually saw I think almost as much time or maybe even more than Braylon Allen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is interesting because Braylon Allen seemed to see more time when Breece Hall was there.
Yeah.
But when they let him be the lead back, then he loses a bunch of touches to Isaiah Davis.
Sounds like maybe there's somebody there in the Shanahan coaching tree.
Right, right. Wants to mess you up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Last one I've got is Tyler Allgeier.
Again, if he's out there, I mean, if you're the Bijan manager,
yeah, go get
great
him.
Hand. I mean, you know, probably one of the top handcuffs there, you know. But again, you know, this week, obviously, he had standalone value. You
yeah.
know, if you were to, you know, if you flexed him or say he had injuries, you know, if you're the Breece Hall manager and you had Allgeier, you
yeah.
know, you were pretty happy with that.
Yeah. Yeah. He actually, and you know, I saw one of his runs and I was just sitting there looking at him going, how is he pulling away from that guy?
Yeah.
He's not fast. He runs with power,
mm-hmm.
well, but he's not the quick scat yeah. back. He's the size of a fullback. He yeah. reminds me of Christian Okoye,
yeah.
the Nigerian or nightmare.
The end of Eddie Lacy, where he was starting to get big, but he was still somewhat fast.
Starting to get big.
Yeah. Bigger than he already was.
He came out of his mommy at 210.
18 pounds.
And then just grew from there.
Yeah.
Eddie Lacy. I have an Eddie Lacy jersey.
You got that Eddie Lacy signed.
Signed.
Canvas print that
yeah,
Brittany and I
yeah,
got you when he yeah. was a rookie.
Yeah. I mean, I really thought, you know, that was a guy who, had he not eaten everything that he saw, including some of the people that were around, he probably could have been a decent running back.
Could have been. He was great.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, he got big, and then the ankles started
yeah,
going on
yeah.
him.
You can't possibly.
His U-joints were blown
yeah,
out.
The ankles are not made to hold up that kind of weight. Why do you think heavy people, and especially, I'm not saying tall people are necessarily heavy, but heavy and tall, because tall turns into heavier mm-hmm. based on because they're taller.
Yeah.
The knees and the ankles,
mm-hmm.
they just don't last with weight.
Yeah. There's actually somebody had posted a video pretty recently, and somebody saw Eddie Lacy just out somewhere, and they were asking him, they were talking about him, about his weight when he was playing, and he was just kind of like, you could see the look on his
face. So is he smaller now?
He does look like he's thinned out.
I mean, he's probably only like 35 years old. He could come back and play.
No.
I mean, he doesn't have any mileage on him. Because what'd he play, 2 years?
2 years, yeah.
I mean, why did I have, you know, why did I get those types of things, like an Eddie Lacy jersey and a sign?
Well, like I said, his rookie season
was, I know, great. He was going to look, he was looking like he could be a stud.
Yeah, looking like, and he could have been. Have a, like a good like 6-7 year career where he was a top, you know, a top back. Yeah. So.
So I don't know if you had anyone else that you'd like to add to the waiver wire.
I mean, he had a good game this week, Juwan Johnson. I think we brought him up like a week or two ago, but that one too, you know, if Derek Carr's out, I would stay away because he had a really good game. Freiermuth, if he's out there, he's been involved the last couple of weeks too. You know, like I said, he's probably rostered. Other than that, that's really about it that I can off the top of my head.
Okay.
So.
Well, I guess I'll say good luck in your playoffs if you're in them. I'm in three, and I get a first round bye in one, so which is why I didn't care if I lost to you this past week. Otherwise, I am Ozzie.
I'm Austin.
Have a great week.
See you.